Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke and chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. And we'll be reading the whole chapter. Luke chapter 12. Beginning in verse 1, these are the infallible words of God, and so that means that His word cannot err. It is perfect in every way, for it comes from the mouth of God. Luke chapter 12, verse 1. These are God's words. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you, whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. And I also say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer or what ye shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, which with taking thought can add to his stature 1 cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for the Lord, their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself, and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. But ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and to drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, two against three. The father shall be divided against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, When ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, There cometh a shower, and so it is. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, There will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it that ye do not discern this time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? When thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hail thee to the judge. And the judge delivereth thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite. Those are God's words. In many teachings the Lord Jesus preached here, which is parallel to the Sermon on the Mount. You can probably see that if you're familiar with the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel. And here he, verses 12, 1 through 12, we see he's preaching and he's warning all these followers who have come, the multitude of people who are innumerable, it says, they've followed him. And he warns these followers of hypocrisy, reminding them that the Lord knows the thoughts and intentions of the heart. There's also a warning here of cowardice on our part in professing Christianity before our neighbors, the gospel, preaching the gospel, testifying before others the truth. He says, verse 4, Be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. And today we're not so much of those who are afraid of those who kill the body. We are afraid of them that won't kill the body. They might yell at us or do things to us. But the argument from the greater to the lesser, the Lord says, do not fear in all situations, but proclaim the truth and profess faith before all. Fear the Lord rather than man, who has the power to cast into hell. And so Jesus warns about cowardice and professing your faith. Remember, the Lord cares and protects you. Even in your soul, He keeps you. And then through verse 21, Jesus warns against covetousness. The man came, verse 13, a brother who wanted a share of his brother's inheritance. And Jesus then responds with warning against covetousness, lusting after what is not ours, and the warning of what vanities lie behind those things we covet through the parable of a rich man. Such covetousness, he says, is foolishness, because our hearts are required of us, not just doing all for our physical life. And then through verse 34, instead of covetousness and placing your cares upon things, cast all your cares upon the Lord, living under His providence, and therefore seek first His kingdom, not your kingdom, not this kingdom or this earth. Seek first His kingdom. And then through verse 48, hope in the Lord's return and be watchful for it. And while watching and waiting, be faithful, for there is great reward for the faithful who are in union with Christ. But the unfaithful, if you know the truth and you are unfaithful, you will come under great punishment. And then through verse 53, he teaches his disciples to expect persecution and expect trouble. The gospel brings division between the world and His bride. And sometimes that world is your own family. The hostility comes with unbelievers in your own family. And then the remaining verses, Jesus warns the people to discern the time of the Lord's kingdom having come and make peace with the Lord while there is yet time. That's what we'll hear this evening as well. Today, turn to the Lord. Do not wait until later, because there might not be later. Today, make peace with the Lord. Reconcile yourselves unto the Lord through Jesus Christ alone. Let's pray. Our Father, we give You praise. We are thankful for Your Word. We're thankful for the sermon that Jesus preached upon the mountain before the multitudes. The innumerable multitudes. And Father, we pray that You would turn us from these things that He's warned us about, from hypocrisy and cowardice, that we would fear You and not man. That You would keep us from covetousness and the vanities of this world, as we're learning and have been learning in Ecclesiastes. We pray that You would rather put our attention and focus our attention upon You and seek first Your kingdom and Your righteousness, knowing that all these things will be added unto You. All these things You will provide for us. We don't need to worry about the things that we need for this world. You will provide them. We need to focus our attention above the sun and seeking first Your kingdom and serving You first and foremost. And so, Father, in that, we pray that You would strengthen us for that task of seeking first Your kingdom. Shower us with Your grace by Your Holy Spirit for the ability to do that, to seek first Your kingdom. And then, Father, we pray that You'd be faithful to Your promises, that You will provide for us every need here, that we would have no concern over the things here, but only that we would trust in You. And then, Father, we pray that You would make it so that today would be the day of salvation from the many here, all of us here, who do not know You, who have turned from You in our sins. Father, bring us back, drag us back unto You by Your Spirit. Pray that You would convict us of our sins, convict us of our covetousness and hypocrisy and all these things we've heard about, even our cowardice, and turn us to your Son, that we would trust in him and not ourselves. For all those sins are a trusting in ourselves, that pride that we have in ourselves. And Father, humble us that we would trust in you alone. And Father, we do ask this evening, as you call us to pray for all peoples, all sorts of peoples, that you would even be with our ruling, governing authorities, our civil magistrate, and those who rule over us. We ask that you would save them and turn their hearts unto you, that they would covenant with Christ, that they would rule according to your word, and where they have sinned, and where they have turned from you, and where they have rebelled against you, even from their first breath, even from the moment of conception. We pray that you would turn them unto yourself. Only you can do this. Only you can spare our nation from your judgments. Only you can show mercy to this nation. And so we plead that you would do so, if it be your will, at the right time. For now we know that judgments are coming and have come upon us, even this nation. And so we pray that you would spare it for the few righteous who remain, even as Abraham pleaded. We ask that you would keep us from evil. And even as this nation is judged, if that be your will, and that continues to be your will in the future, we plead that you would use us mightily for the kingdom of God, that we in that would first seek first the kingdom of yours, of Christ your Son. And that you would use us as instruments, though we might suffer and be persecuted, use us mightily for your kingdom. And all of our places that you've put us in your providence, in our homes, in the public sphere, on the streets, before our neighbors, and before civil magistrates, we pray that you would cause us to proclaim the gospel without fear of man, and give us that fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Father, we plead again for the Shawnee ordination of Harry and Barry to elders this evening. Pray that you would bless that time and give them and that congregation encouragement in the Lord, that they would turn and be faithful unto you. And those elders would be faithful unto you. And the gospel would keep being proclaimed there in that pulpit, as we pray it would be here proclaimed faithfully, honestly, truthfully, because you're the God who does not lie. And Father, we pray that you would cause your word to go forth boldly with zeal and to the heart of your people. Father, we ask that you would turn our children to you, as we'll hear this evening, of the vanity of youth and children that we heard last Lord's Day. We pray that you would help these young men, young women, the children, the kids here, to turn unto you and serve you today and not wait until later. That you would put off their vanities and put off all of our vanities, and we would look above the sun to you, again seeking first your kingdom. We pray for Adasa. You would heal her. That you would give her the right amount of food that she needs. We pray that you would strengthen her body. Pray that you would heal her brain and keep giving her growth and functions that are very normal to all of us, and yet not for her. We pray that you would strengthen her in her soul and turn her heart even to you and Jesus Christ your Son. If you are able to do it with John the Baptist, so you can do it with her, and you can do it with all of our children, even those who have gone far off, and turn, we pray that you would turn them all to yourself, back to you, in repentance and faith in your Son. Father, we're thankful also and ask for your help for Arian. Praise you that a month ago or so she was not more serious situation, or it caused greater problems. We pray that you would heal her completely and her blood clots, and that she would not be injured while she's on blood thinners. Praise you for being the God not only of our bodies but our souls. And so though they might, those men that we've read about here and warned about, fearing, even though they might kill our bodies, we pray that you would keep our souls. But as you have predetermined in your great decrees from all eternity, as long as you would have us here, we pray that you would protect our bodies and strengthen them to serve you, knowing and saying with Paul, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.